This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen, alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You ready?
Here we go!
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
Featuring T-Hack and Aaron.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey! Let's go!
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
All right, people. We need some hacks. Mm-hmm. And not the one in the room.
Enough
of that
one.
Too many hacks in the room. We want to do life hacks.
Yeah.
Any life hack you have, does everybody's algorithm have a little bit of it? Like your YouTube algorithm or your Facebook Reels algorithm?
Yeah, just a little.
Just like somebody takes a water bottle and cuts it open and somehow like makes a thing to like grow plants out of or whatever.
Oh, yeah,
you're
yeah.
Like, oh, how are you? I just watched somebody, this is so dumb because probably everybody already knows this, but it was like a hack. They had the potted plant that was outgrowing its pot and they filled the pot. They were going to put it in with water and then they put that plant in there and like dunked it and then it like popped right out.
Oh.
Because then it got wet, so it was like wet everywhere, like you dunked it.
I would have thought it expanded and would have been more difficult.
No, it just like it popped right out, and then they held that there, dumped all of it out, put all the dirt in, and then filled the dirt in around the empty pot that it used to be in, and then pulled the empty pot out, and it fit right in.
That's
do you know what I'm saying? Yes. So it was like, you made the whole, because you always just put a bunch of dirt in, then you like claw with your hands to try to make room. It was already in that pot.
Oh.
Yeah.
So you just made a hole with the pot it came from.
That's smart.
Yeah. I know. That's the kind of, if you want to know what I'm doing on a Saturday night,
yeah,
I'm
that's
watching
good.
Plant potting videos.
I'm doing pot.
The other one that's in the list of things that made a, life hack that I'm curious about trying, they're saying I've heard a lot of people saying put mayonnaise in your coffee.
Butter.
Mayonnaise in your cake, butter in your coffee.
Yeah, I heard that too when keto was like the fad.
Yeah, because it was put butter instead of cream or something.
It was like put butter in everything. It was kind of gross. I'm not gonna lie.
But the new
so
one.
So we're not doing that anymore. Someone could have told me.
As Hack is like licking a stick of butter in the studio. They're saying put salt in your coffee.
I'd be down to try
like
that.
Like a pinch of salt in your coffee, they say, sets it off. Like no matter what you're thinking. Like I like caramel macchiatos, and who doesn't like salted caramel? So why wouldn't it be better?
I think salt is just always good to add. I think that's like the main difference between a restaurant and cooking at home is they just use more salt, more butter.
Yeah.
Because they don't feel guilt.
Right. They throw it in and it tastes so good. Because salt, it does. If you add the right amount, it doesn't taste salty. The salt brings out the other flavors.
I would say, and I could be crazy in saying this, but I'm going to give Little Man Ice Cream a free plug here. Mm. Salt does something like, my daughter loves cookies and cream ice cream. Mm-hmm. But if you've ever had Little Man Ice Cream salty-o.
Oh, yeah.
It's salted cookies and cream. And it's like, somehow the salt hits your tongue and then your tongue goes, what the hell is going on? And then it goes, Oreo.
Yeah.
Like you taste the Oreo more. When there's salt on it. So maybe with coffee, you go like, what the hell? Coffee.
Well, it's kind of like when you add a little bit of coffee or espresso to a chocolate cake and it helps bring out the chocolate flavor.
100%.
Yeah.
Oh.
Do you eat cantaloupe or watermelon?
Yeah.
Have you ever salted it?
I don't like that.
Ooh.
It's unholy amounts of good.
I liked the mustard on watermelon.
Mustard on watermelon. That's another life hack. It's strangely good.
But I don't know if I can just do salt on watermelon. I did
it's
it
the
once
only way
a while
up.
Ago.
I almost broke up with girls because I was like done. And they're like, why are you doing that? It's the only way we ate it. It's oddly.
Yeah. We do because my wife makes bread. And so we do buttered bread with the salt on it. You got to add salt to buttered bread.
You add salt to toast.
Exactly. Yeah. Even if you put jam on it or jelly or whatever,
you're just
gotta be jam because jelly don't shake like that.
Okay.
It's either way, you add a little bit of salt, and it is
not
incredible.
Grape.
Yes. Oh yeah. Especially
not grape.
Grape, strawberry,
not
apricot.
Grape. I can
anything.
See it on like strawberry or raspberry, but you're saying grape. You're saying
yes.
Straight
the,
up
like,
Welch's.
Mm-hmm.
You put salt on straight up Welch's. Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Absolutely. On buttered toast, a little bit of salt, because your mouth goes, what's going on? Oh, grape. And it feels great.
Don't use my crap against me. All right, so if you, listen, we don't want all food ones.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But like if you've got a great, like another great one they said was, you don't want a long line at the DMV, go at the end. And while that seems counterintuitive, they're faster at the end because they want to go home.
Yeah, but I would feel like such a D-bag.
Don't care. Because at the beginning, it's just like in the movie where it's a sloth at the DMV.
Yeah.
It's like, hello.
Zootopia.
Yeah. That is, yeah. But at the end, there's like cheetahs. They're like, let's go. I want to go home. I want to go home. Yeah. They suddenly
like
have a gear.
The people at the DMV, like, why would you feel like a jerk? They're a jerk to you all the time.
Yes.
No, because
it's
you,
a DMV. It's terrible.
You never go anywhere like 10 minutes prior to closing because you're going to be
a D-bag. But
the
DMV, you do.
No, I can't.
Screw them.
I can't.
Screw them. By the way, I need to renew my plate, so I don't mean any of this. All right, so what is your life hack? 303-222-5423. That's where you call. That's where you text.
There's one on the list that we have here that I really agree with. It says, slow down to speed up.
What does that mean?
So if you want to get something done, and so you start rushing, well, now you start making mistakes, and you have to end up going back and fixing the mistakes. But if you just slow down, you'll actually get it done faster. And this, I remember I was in.
And accurately.
Yeah. Exactly. Because you won't have to go back and redo it. I was a theater kid in college.
Okay.
I was in a like combat like class where we learned how to sword fight and stuff for the stage, like do all that stuff. And I remember the teacher saying, slow is smooth and smooth is fast. So everyone, especially when you're fake fighting, you're trying to go, and make it look real. And you actually don't do that. You slow down and you go real slow. But because you're going slow, it's smooth. And then the choreography actually looks better. It seems counterintuitive, but it's true.
Can we take a break and you and Aaron just fight for a while in the studio? So I can say,
yeah. I've been waiting for this.
The slow down to speed up reminds me of another one. And I actually do this one with microwaving. Like if you have like something that you want to microwave and it's like, this needs 2 minutes, do 4 minutes on half.
Oh, I love the half power.
Oh, like half power.
Yes.
Yeah, love the half power.
I don't know
because
if I've ever done that.
Full power. I do almost everything in my microwave on half or 30% power.
Wow.
Like when 30.
Yeah, okay. You just hit 3 instead. Like you hit power level 3 and it's 30. It's 1/3.
I don't even think I know where the power level is. It's always
I know
just
because
full
I think
blast.
The last time we talked about this, I've talked to so many people and like, my microwave doesn't have that. I'm like, take a picture of your microwave. It's like that button right there. You just don't even look because you're just like, add minute.
Yep.
That's exactly what you do. I know exactly how people like you microwave. You're just in a hurry, like, bop, 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 bop.
Yeah.
You put popcorn in there and then it's like, it's an explosion. Because you don't.
Well, I use the popcorn button.
That's not the right button either. You got to stand there. Oh my God.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I like, yeah.
Double the time, half the power. Your tortillas won't be dried out. Whatever you're putting in there, double the time, half the power.
If there's any cooking lessons I could give, it would be this. How to half power the microwave.
This is ridiculous. All right. If you've got a life hack, we want to hear what it is. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're looking for your life hacks.
Yes.
And apparently TX still grabbing calls, but he's all of his life hacks involve adding salt to things.
And it's a recent discovery of his.
But he's putting it
everywhere. He's like a little, he leaves trails.
As long, no, like, since he's not in the room, let's just talk crap.
Yeah, of course.
He's like, I have like 7 different kinds of salt. And I'm like,
yeah.
What? He's like, I got the pink stuff. I got the,
It was like a volcano?
Anyway, so we're doing life hacks.
I don't like that at all. I don't like any of that.
We just basically said every single one of your life hacks have salt in it.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
It's just, and you have 17 kinds of salt at your house because like
lava
what you, hey,
salt.
How do we
Himalayan salt?
Black
Flake
rock
salt.
Yeah. How do you get snow off your driveway? Salt.
We did say, I think it might have been off air. because we were talking about leaving electronics plugged in or leaving the stove on when we left. Oh, because you left your garage.
Oh,
you
had to check
that. And you have to like say out loud a funny word when you unplug your hair straightener, when you do something.
I absolutely do that with my main garage door.
Mm-hmm.
Pickles.
Okay.
And then, because you will remember if you said pickles. You don't remember if you closed your garage door.
Say it out loud. Don't just think it.
No, you can't.
Because then it's like, I don't know if I said it. You say it out loud.
And like, if you say it, like I tend to say it as my tires hit the, like I'm coming off the curb. So it's like, pickles. As you're like pulling off the driveway and you're like, I remember doing that. It's like, oh, wait. Only the pick was on the tires this time.
Well, that's why I'm getting confused. My word is salt. And that's just all I ever think of.
So. Just real quick before we take calls. The other one that I just read that is, I know we didn't want just food ones, but like the greatest life hack I've ever read, open chips.
I saw that.
From the bottom.
Why?
Because, hey, salt boy, that's where all the salt is.
It is salt.
Like the bag has been sitting there upright, Lays, right? Wavy lays, wavy lays. All the salt's on the bottom. So if you flip it over and open it, those chips, and then it's just gonna.
But I hate when the label's upside down.
Deal. Yeah. Oh my God, Aaron, that's your biggest problem.
Yeah,
it's not upside down for long. I'm finishing that thing.
You know, if you just add salt to the Wavy Lays bag, Amanda.
Yay!
What's your life hack?
You got to lose control to gain control.
I don't, I'm locked in right now, so I don't know what that means. What is lose control to gain control?
Well, there's like two ways of saying it. My dad taught me this when I was learning how to drive. He would purposely make me lose control of my car in the snow.
In
the parking lot, you know, and then he's like, okay, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? Oh, you're sliding. What are you going to do? And you got to, you know, gain control back. And he was
but
even
how does that
me,
help
like,
you in real life?
What are you gonna do?
And he does say, like, you may be going crazy at some moments. You think your life is a mess. Well, you're going to be losing it, but you got to, you know, step back and go back into the fight and gain control back.
Okay.
I like it, but I'm not going to do it.
Yeah, no. But, like, can I just add on one little caveat to that?
Yeah.
Have you thought about, like, when you're in a situation that just feels out of control, what would it be like if you like had some salt?
Gosh.
Like at that moment. Like just some
just
salt.
Add more salt.
Yeah, just add salt.
Can't hurt.
Like what?
At this point,
is it gonna make your husband hate you more?
Oh my gosh.
No. Just salt it.
Right.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks, Amanda, for dealing with you guys.
I just read another one.
Yeah.
I've read a bunch of different things where people have said like when you cut onions and you cry. Mm-hmm. I've heard people go, if you cut from the one side of the onion, it's better than the other side. That's a lie. It's like, I forget. One side.
You freeze
like,
them or you can freeze them.
Have you heard
that one's real?
Have you heard the like, get a paper towel wet?
Yeah.
And then put it by the onion while you're cutting it. Cause it's like, supposedly that onion smell thing that makes your eyes hurt goes to the wet thing. And it's like, oh, there's a closer wet thing here. And it goes to the paper towel.
Yeah.
It's just lazy.
Right.
We'll just go
again,
here.
Sounds wrong and not real, right?
Yeah.
This one says put a slice of bread in your mouth. And then it, I know.
What?
There's no salt on the
salted
bread.
Salted bread, okay, yeah. Right, salted
I'm
bread.
I'm with you.
Put a slice of bread in your mouth and then the compounds that would go to your eyes.
See, I've tried that, didn't work. I've tried the toothpick, didn't work.
What's the toothpick?
You just have a toothpick in your mouth instead. But it's like kind of the same concept. You just freeze the onions. Just freeze them and it's fine.
Or just buy chopped onions.
Okay.
Or leave onions out of your recipe.
No.
You know what you replace onions with?
Salt.
Salt.
Yeah.
Patrick.
Yay.
What's your life hack?
When I had kids, I took my shoe off every time I got in the car. And I wasn't allowed to put it back on until I got the kids out of the back seat.
I love that.
That way you don't forget
the kid in the car.
Yeah, I had 15 years of driving without kids. Now I got to remember there's kids back there, and I had unusually quiet kids. So I got them once or twice, and I was like, oh,
so you're saying you're such a crappy parent?
No, that doesn't mean
that.
Oh,
my God, what are we talking about?
No.
You forget you have kids?
Or if they're just so
they're
quiet, stupid. You forgot that they're in the car.
Absolutely. I had 15 years without kids in the backseat. Mm-hmm. These kids are super quiet, so yeah, it happened once or twice, you know.
And you know what? Better that than actually forgetting them. Patrick, I'm on your side.
Yep.
You won't forget them if they're salty.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.
9.
It's time. Sorry. I was trying to make it dramatic. Sometimes you gotta let the song finish. You don't want to just like slam straight in. Oh.
News. News.
No! No!
News.
No!
News.
No!
Our only real hope is to decide if this is news or no.
Breaking news, Aaron still thinks we should replace the song. Couple yep. people have texted
it was
and
a
said
lot.
We should. There wasn't a lot.
It was a lot.
It was like,
it was like
three.
At least seven.
It was okay.
It's a lot of numbers you had in your contacts.
Yeah, so the news or nope theme, if you want to text in to say if you love it or hate it, 303-222-5423. If you forget what it sounds like, just download the Odyssey app. Mm-hmm. You can listen to any of the news or nopes from the last decade. But the Odyssey app is spelled QR1793.
No.
How do you spell it?
AUDACY.
Okay. Download the app.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Welcome to the program.
Hi.
Here's something that only one out of the three of us can celebrate today.
Being super intelligent?
No.
Nailing connections on Wordle without... Oh, I did have a mistake.
Yeah.
What?
Today is World Tattoo Day. Woo! Yeah, let's go get more. Who's in?
What was the name of the tattoo shop that was a drop-off spot? Modified Madness.
Yeah.
I talked to the owner there. And
Stevie?
Yeah, I was like, I'm coming up. She's like, come up.
Yeah.
But I don't think, I don't know what I want to get. So
maybe
do I just...
They'll tell you what you want.
They're in Thornton or somewhere?
I think so.
So do it's I go hit a divey, do I go with Joe Palooka's or some divey Thornton bar and then just go in? Do they, will
you're
they tattoo you if you're liquored
no,
up?
No, because it makes your blood thinner. You're not supposed to.
Trust me.
Mm. You don't have any. It's fine.
Yeah, but I'm not. Come on. Let's go. What should I get? Oh, we already decided what we're getting. I forgot.
Oh, that's right. The waveforms.
We're getting the waveform of?
Was it get after it or was it the? No,
the
it was.
The phone number.
The phone number, that's what it was.
Our
yeah.
phone, we're doing 303-222-5423.
That's a waveform, yeah.
I think we do this one.
And we agreed, lower back.
No, I think we do.
We agreed. Me and Aaron agreed.
I think
so.
We do.
2-1.
Hello.
Oh, yeah. But I can't do that.
Hello.
Hello.
All right, yeah, so we'll be getting tattoos later. Thank you for the tattoo day. Thanks.
No. Okay.
Good evening.
Good evening.
We don't often delve into politics here on the program,
nope.
but...
Wait, are you saying no that we don't dive into politics?
Yeah, I mean, I'm gonna give you a little leeway, but okay. I don't, you know, what are you doing?
Well, there's talk about whether we should get rid of the penny or not.
Get rid
no.
of the penny.
I agree.
And I'm so sorry, Tiak. I thought that was decided like years ago that we were gonna
they
do that.
They talked about it. It costs more than a penny to make a penny.
Yeah.
Exactly. We lose money on it. The discussion, to be fair, has been going on since 1990, so this isn't a new thing, so... Politics aside,
later, penny.
Should we get rid of the penny? I agree because you ever get change back and then they have like a tip jar.
Yeah.
And even if it's not a penny, if it's like coins, quarters,
I don't want
anything,
any of the coins.
You can't put it in a tip jar, right? Because that feels.
No, it feels weird.
It feels like
offensive.
Because
they don't
almost.
Want it either.
Right.
Nobody
so
wants it.
So what are we doing? Everything's a card now. What? Let's just.
Exactly.
Round
most
up,
of
round
the
down.
Self-checkouts are card only.
Yeah. And yeah. And you can only pick up half the pennies on the ground.
Exactly. Then our heads up.
Because if they're tails up, you can't touch it. So
I always get that confused.
Down with the ooh. This is why you are.
I thought heads up was bad. Since Lincoln got shot in the head, I thought that was the reason.
You really thought that was the thing?
Yeah.
If you're walking down the street right now and you see a penny, and it's heads up, don't pick it up, but get your phone out. Go to MightyMillionsRaffle.com because your luck is about to change.
There you go.
I just wanted to throw that in here because I just remembered. I know this is your time to do news stories.
No,
guys,
this is a
but
great.
This is the biggest news story of the day because the VIP prize deadline is tonight at midnight.
Yeah.
So if you don't buy your tickets by tonight, if you
it.
Buy them on Saturday, great, fine. You could still win the $2.4 million grand prize show home up in Winter Park. But if you buy them by midnight tonight, which you are going to do,
absolutely,
you're in for the VIP prize, which will make T-Hack jealous as hell.
I'm drooling already. It's a 2025 Ford Bronco Raptor.
It's that thing. It looks like a cheetah.
Yeah,
it's so cool.
And then
yeah, plus
a Yeah.
Yeah, a trip to Whistler, Canada, and or some cash if you don't want any of that.
Yeah,
cool
you
stuff.
Could choose 100,000 cash.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, tough choice. Oh, what do I do?
I mean, if you either don't, way, if you're not into the Broncos or Whistler, Canada, I get it. But like, I would take the other thing. Also, you'll be in the drawing for the early bird prize, which is Audi and Switzerland. Or $125,000 in cash.
It's so cool. They always give you the bonus cash, too. It's so underrated.
Yeah, like the house is $2.4 million. And what you don't see like on Price is Right when they win, it's like, oh, you won a Tacoma. It's like, yay. But then it's like, you owe the taxes on that Tacoma.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, oh, my God, well, I can't afford that. So you have to sell it, whatever. This, they give you like, it's a $2.4 million house. They give you $760,000, a little more than that, actually, to offset the tax burden.
Wow, awesome. So,
MightyMillionsRaffle.com. Midnight tonight is if you want in on the Raptor.
Don't wait.
844-514-2126. But if you weren't in a position to write that down, mightymillionsraffle.com.
Good evening.
Good evening.
For 5% of Americans, this does include myself again.
Okay.
All physical mail is loved and appreciated. I don't know what it is about physical mail.
What is wrong with you? Come to my house.
I love it.
I will bathe you in it.
Yes.
Why would you want? Oh my God, are you being serious?
Yes.
Even the mail you don't want. Like if somebody writes me a letter.
Spam mail.
You like that.
Yeah.
Like when I get a card, I'm like, oh, Trey and Tammy thought of me. But like, other than that, oh my God.
I think it's because it's so rare these days.
Do you understand? I have a kid that's about to go into college and he's been accepted into like, a bunch of colleges. So my mailbox is full. Welcome to Creighton. Welcome to Tampa University. Hey, Wildcat. I'm like, we haven't decided. Go away.
Yeah.
So do you want me to save it all and bring it to you?
But that's awesome. That is some amazing mail to get. Are you not proud?
I'm just picturing the rainforest at night. No, I don't care. I do care. I'm just like, I don't like physical mail. It's one more chore I have. I got to walk down there.
I don't like the massive like Costco books, but...
That's the only thing I like. The Costco connection.
Yeah, it's not a dating app.
I like the Costco connection and the Lego catalog. Those are the only two.
There's a
like.
Lego catalog?
Comes out all the time. Sign up on the Lego side.
Yeah, I get those.
Okay.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Big news coming out of Disney and Pixar as they announced plans for Coco 2 to release in...
Oh, I love Coco.
Yeah, so the second one coming out in 2029 and Toy Story 5, which I think we kind of knew Toy Story 5 was coming out.
Why?
Yeah. I agree. Four, we didn't even need four.
They were done at three. Four was good.
Four was trash.
They made us, he still got me to cry a little bit.
Yeah, but maybe they'll bring it back with five. But also, something I think Slacker's going to be excited about.
Okay.
Incredibles 3.
Incredibles 2, Jump the Shark.
You think?
Yeah.
It wasn't great.
Really?
And it was the first movie that ever had that thing at the beginning where it goes, oh, this could cause seizures. There's some light stuff in there. Mm. And I was like, it almost did. Like the villain in that one, like when you put his goggles on, you're like, All right, so are we done? Is that the end of it?
I think all right. That's all the news.
I'll just say it one more time. MightyMillionsRaffle.com.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
It's time for Feel Good Friday. And
I'm a clip.
No, go.
I have an audio clip.
Ladies first.
I'm
going to leave the room. I hate this.
This is
so much.
A thing we do on Fridays where we try to like flip the script and do a little bit of happy news. And because the news just sucks in general, like maybe we only do one story because like every week, like last week it was like...
It was you and the bus driver.
Yeah. Aaron and I were like...
It
was like,
story.
Maybe it was 2 weeks. I don't remember. We were like, I know what I'm doing. It was like, and we fought. And I'm like, my name's on the show. I get to do it. It's my story. I'm doing it. So now, TAC, 3 seconds before Feel Good Friday starts. What is the messaging behind Feel Good Friday, TAC?
The messaging?
Yeah, what's the whole point?
To feel good.
Do you think Aaron feels good right now? I'm just asking you a question. Are we spreading joy?
I was just trying to really do my job to the best of my abilities.
Are we spreading joy?
I guess not.
Okay. Is that what we're supposed to do?
It's about winning.
Yes, it is.
All right, so it's Feel Good Friday. These are the stories.
Aaron can do it. You can still use my clip. It's fine.
No, he has the... Oh, sorry. The theme song started.
Oh, yeah.
It's Feel Good Friday. do you want to go first and give him the clip?
No,
do you have another story?
I have a secondary story, okay. So it's okay. So, Tia, can, do you want me to go first, or?
Sure, go. Okay. You can go.
We're out of time. That was Feel Good Friday. All right.
A remarkable tale of an animal heroism unfolded when 10-year-old Basset Hound ran away from her home.
Okay.
And it was a neglectful home, so she escaped.
Okay.
And then saved tens of other animals. The dog is aptly named Hero. She escaped wearing an ID tag that led animal control officers to a house that had 38 animals in dire need of rescue. So this dog escaped a neglectful home to save all of its siblings, which includes a chicken and a cat. So.
Bit of a blended family.
Okay. I wanna go on record real quick of just saying something.
Yeah.
I have a story about a grandma.
A great grandma?
It's a great grandma, yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, she's great.
Okay.
In Colorado?
Yeah.
Yeah, wow.
But in order for this to be Feel Good Friday,
yeah.
I'm going to, even though it's my name on the show.
Wait, did you actually have that story too? Yeah. We all had that story.
I'm going to let Tia.
But only one of us had the clip. Interesting. Interesting. That's so interesting.
Can I just ask a quick question? Like, just a quick question about the inner workings of the Slacker show. Let's say...
I'm feeling great.
Let's say that I wanted to do a news story about the snowstorms that just rocked Kansas.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And I was like, hey, can you grab me a news clip on that? Who would do that?
Me.
You would do that?
I would do that, yeah.
Okay, so if I have a story about a grandma, great-grandma in Colorado, and I need the clip for it, who would grab that for me?
I would pull it for you, yeah.
Do you have it?
I do have it, yeah.
Okay, seems like
before you even asked me. That's so interesting.
All right.
No, you can take it.
No, I don't want to do it.
I'm prepared for this at all times. I have backup stories too.
I want you to be the feel good. You get to win Feel Good Friday.
My story is out of Colorado.
What? No way. None of us saw this coming.
It involves a great-grandmother who, unfortunately, she was watching her 3-year-old great-grandson, Bridger.
Uh-huh.
She's 77, and she fell and hit her head. Now, she didn't have her phone to call 911. Because it was in her car, and so she asked 3-year-old Bridger to go out to the car, even though it was night, and
he's very dark,
very afraid of the dark.
Yep.
But Bridger bravely went outside. He got the phone, and they were able to help his great grandmother. We can go to Bridger right now for a quote. Bridger, how did it feel going outside to help your great grandmother?
Oh, is this where I play your quote?
And you, yeah, if you could.
So you want me to just?
Yeah.
He's not on the phone.
I was scared outside in the really dark.
It was really dark, but congrats to Bridger for saving the day.
Do you have the clip of when he got the phone? What, like, as he got into the car and grabbed the phone? Because I watched the whole video on it.
I did too, and I edited it down to that clip, yeah.
All right, so that's what you decided?
You okay. Looked at the best part.
I have great news. At this moment, literally no one in this room feels good.
Quit.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9. So we threw this up on the socials the other day.
Yeah.
At The Slacker Show. You can follow us.
Thanks, man. Mm-hmm. Where do we find, if we wanted to listen to old audio of us, or even if I'm in my driveway right now and I want to go inside, and I'm like, how can I listen to it once I get inside if I don't have a radio?
It's actually a very simple answer. You just download the Audacy app.
Oh, so.
Yeah. Audacy.
Oh. Why do I keep saying O? Because that's the first letter of Odyssey.
No, A-U-D-A-C-Y.
Okay, see the Odyssey app, you can get all this stuff. Yes, so this, we do this every once in a while.
Yeah.
It feels really weird because people ask very personal questions. Mm-hmm. Almost every time we do this, somebody asks us like...
About salary or your ex-wives.
But we've been asked as like, Tiag, would you bone Aaron? And it's like, yeah, of course. Who hasn't?
Hey. I don't think I want to do this anymore.
No, but I mean, I get it. Like, you listen to the show and you're like, is that palpable sexual tension in the room real? And I would say it's 100% real.
Mm-hmm.
TX stares at me.
It is.
It's
like,
weird how hard he locks eyes with me.
Yeah, I definitely feel like the third wheel.
You should.
You guys are, yeah.
It's a much shorter line to bone you. No offense.
No offense? You think that's a catch-all to get you out of that? You can just throw that at me and no offense it? Yeah, so that's one of the questions. Like, I've been asked, it's been asked for years in every incarnation of the show, are we genuinely friends? And that is a weird question to answer because I think you two are more friends than we are, sort of, in that Aaron's got nephews and you've got children, TX, that sort of glom together. So birthdays and other outside things come up.
Mm-hmm.
But I wouldn't say, if you asked me that question, I would be like, yes.
Yeah, I would still say yes for all of us, for sure.
Yeah.
But we don't do crap together.
Right, yeah.
I've been begging.
You're my best friends who I never hang out with.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah, but also it kind of,
you don't,
like,
hang out with anybody.
Right, but also we have our own lives, right? Especially on the weekends, and then it's like we come back. Okay, what did you do? What did you do? What did you do? And if we were together all the time, wouldn't we lose some of that?
But we're like never together.
Yeah,
like Aaron and I did something over the holidays.
Mm-hmm.
Because had you never been to a strip club before?
Yeah, that was my first time.
Aww.
And I would love to go again with T-Hack, because he wasn't there.
That's right. And we almost took, yeah.
We don't need to. It's okay.
I wasn't there.
No, but it started out, let's just, like, just ask us anything. It started out, I was out to dinner with Steve.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Okay.
And then we had a friend in town, and then, like,
yep. And then Aaron, I joined.
And then Steve almost went. And the staff at the restaurant we were at almost went.
Yeah, really? We were trying to get a whole group together.
But we had a great time that night.
Yeah.
Erin had a fantastic time because she didn't have to have a wallet.
It was real nice.
No, but seriously, we haven't hung out. Would we?
Yeah, not
how
really.
Would we do together? What would we do together?
No, we have mentioned the sandbox.
Sandbox, yeah. Oh, yeah, we want to do that.
We want to do that. Yeah. We want to do an escape room, like something.
Yeah, every time you and I are together outside, I'm giving you a table, you're giving me a grill, you're like doing my sprinklers for me. there's always like a task
to be
done.
We've done homie things together.
Yeah, yeah. But not like homie. Thing. Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
But like homie.
Mm-hmm. You know? I'm borrowing
Where
your truck.
I've done the homie.
Yes. We've done the homie.
You gave me a bed, too. That was another thing.
Yeah.
I did? Oh, that's right, I did.
Yeah.
And you gave me a table.
Yeah.
So it's my podcast table.
That's what we kind of do.
And it looks dope. Still never recorded a podcast on it. But anyway, so those are some of the questions. So this is your time. If you want to ask us anything in the world, 303-222-5423, text only, so we can weed through them. Because we're not, like, here's the thing. Like, we're not going to answer the deeply personal ones. You know, people have asked a lot about my divorce.
Yeah.
And it's one of those things, like, it doesn't really matter. You know what I mean? Like, this point, is it healthy for my kids to have a person to blame? No. Was the marriage good? No. So then...
Well, and also...
And that's that.
That's that. It's it's called a breakup because it's broken. So we don't need to go, he should...
Well, I think, too, like, you were married for a long time, and how do you pinpoint... What it's just like?
Oh, I can pinpoint.
Okay, I'm trying to help you.
How am I doing, guys? All right. So, some of the questions have already come in on the socials.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Let's just start with TX.
Oh no.
There's one that's basically asked you. Besides Colorado, did you have any other places that you applied for?
Actually, no, because when we moved to Colorado from Iowa, we moved because of my wife got a promotion. So I was doing nights in Des Moines at the time, and she told me that she was up for a promotion in Denver, and I said, no way, no. Because we always thought we'd move for my job, being in radio, like, we'll move.
Okay.
And I felt like I had this great career going until she kind of helped me realize I was part-time for, like, over 5 years,
yeah.
And it's like, I could get to where I am again. Like, it's not undoable.
In another market.
Yeah. Mm. So I moved here not knowing I was going to have the job. The day I moved in, I sat in the car in the Walmart parking lot and heard Little D's Last Day.
And you just felt like it was kismet.
Yeah. And I was destiny. Like, well, that's it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's crazy.
But as far as in town, there are some other stations that I applied for.
Did you? I was just going to do the follow-up question. You applied to other stations?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Should you I? Son, did you really?
Should I say them or no?
Yeah, do it.
Who else did you apply? Did you know this?
No.
Yeah, I definitely applied to
You hedged your bets? You didn't go all in on... Like, no. This actually makes me mad. Because this dude has been walking this manifestation thing.
Yeah.
Like, I knew it. Like, little D's last day, I knew it. Like, I manifested this job. I got this job. But you had a safety net.
No, I didn't, because Cozy did not want me.
Did you really apply at Cozy? What the hell would you do over there?
I don't know. I didn't live here. I didn't know anything, so I just threw out my...
You didn't apply at Mix?
I threw out my resume.
Or the party? No, was it the party then? So. I don't remember what it was called.
I think it was the party then.
Okay. Mm-mm.
Yeah, and Cozy just...
You really applied? Just what, did they have
did
a job
opening?
Did you
hear anything back from them, or was
I
it just...
I think they were just like, yeah, no thanks.
Okay.
No thanks. You
seem more you like... didn't look like you now. Everybody would want you now. You looked a little too boy band then.
Okay. Yeah.
Why wouldn't they want him then?
Short hair. And...
He just didn't, like, he wouldn't have fit on Cozy. Cozy's like your parents' music.
Yeah. I think that one was before I hadn't even moved yet, and I just started sending out ahead of time. But then I really locked in on
when
you
guys.
When
you got here, you were locked.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
Then the manifesting happened.
Okay.
So that you haven't lied to me.
Like, no, not at all.
Whew.
All right, so if you have a question for TAC, Aaron, or myself, this is Ask Us Anything. The texts are coming. We're ready to answer anything and everything. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I guess we don't do this often enough to have a theme song for it. But this is Ask Us Anything. Why is everyone in the room so tense?
I don't think I am.
Well, everyone's a little quiet. So this is basically, you can ask us anything.
Yeah.
We won't tell our salaries. We can't say different things like that. But like
our address or whatever. Yeah.
Apparently you can find those somewhere. Please, if you sent those cookbooks, we still need to know.
Can we address that real quick?
Yeah.
We've talked about this, and if you've heard it before, I'm not gonna tell the whole story, but each one of us got a cookbook to our home address, it was not to my real name.
It was my real name.
No, it was to my real name.
It was your, and then like AKA or something.
Yes.
Yeah.
And we've been like, who the hell did that? They didn't put notes in with them, whatever. And all y'all little sleuths were like, duh, guys, it's Steve. Couple things. Love Steve. Love him. He is not smart enough to find TX's address or Aaron's address.
Mm-hmm.
Because Aaron doesn't live at the address that is listed everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's not his handwriting. It's not Steve.
It's not Steve.
We went out to sushi with him and I asked him and he said
no. It wasn't Steve.
Yeah.
So, you know, somebody just, I don't know if it was a flex to go, I can find you. And it's like, congrats. But why'd you do that? It's weird.
Yeah.
It's just a weird.
I just want to know who you are.
Yeah, you too. Who is it?
Yeah. So that's one. I know I'm not going to ask myself any questions. You guys can read the texts and the things. If there's any questions for me, the one that I have in front of me, that's for all of us.
Ooh, okay.
And it doesn't just mean this room, obviously. At any time in your I take it to mean this. At any time in your employment history,
okay.
Have you slept with a coworker?
Well, yeah. My ex worked here.
Oh my God, that's right.
Yeah, I met him here.
Oh my God, you dipped your pen. You like what, Aaron?
It's
you're smarter
department.
Than that.
My answer is technically yes, but I've talked about it before. I used to work at the Snack Shack, and the girl was so that
and
was
so you slept with her.
Yeah, we were dating
in a real job. Have you?
Like,
this
no.
is Aaron's
Snack
real.
Shack was a
no,
real
but I mean,
job.
Like, yeah. like a career. Like I've slept with some. Yes, I have.
You have?
Yes.
Oh no, I haven't. Not in radio. No. Was it?
Yeah.
Yes.
I've been in radio a very long time.
Interesting.
Hmm.
So you... Okay.
Do we know them?
Mm.
Do we know of them?
Mm.
Were you together?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. I don't think... There's no way you would have known them.
Okay.
I don't think so. You probably know of them.
Okay.
Mm.
Yeah.
Steve?
Damn it. All right. Who's going?
If you could erase one thing or event from your memory, what would you choose?
Ooh.
This.
Ooh. Yikes.
Wow, that is such a what? God, I thought they were going to ask questions about the show. That's so hard. I don't know. Do you know? one thing from my memory.
Yeah.
So I'm not erasing it from existence.
Correct. Just from your memory.
Like, I can't
memory.
Like get rid of Hitler.
Right.
I can just forget about Hitler.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Hmm. I don't know.
I think everything I got in my head, I want in my head. Even the things that cause me anxiety and whatnot.
No, I agree. Because the one thing that I thought of, because it was like looking back, it's embarrassing, but I know that I would never do that again. And so I kind of want that memory
What was it?
Hey, don't do that again. I was an idiot in fourth grade. I had broken my wrist. I had a cast on. This karate team came to our school for like a demonstration for gym. And I just like hit this dude as hard as I could with my cast. And I feel so bad about it to this day. Because he wasn't even looking. He was like turned around. And I just...
You clocked him with a weapon.
I did.
Yeah, but erasing it from your memory, it's still happening.
What if I get a cast and then I hit someone again?
Oh my God, Aaron.
I know.
I have another one for Aaron since she answered. Who's the most famous person in your phone? Slacker, you could answer too if you
Slacker
have
probably has more.
I don't. I mean.
Yeah, but you talk with the labels.
That's
you
the thing. I talk to the labels. Most of the time I talk to like the tour managers or just like other people. It's not directly with the artist. So I think Sarah Blackwood from Walk Off the Earth, but that's it.
Hmm.
Like I have Ryan Starr, if you remember who that guy mm-hmm. is. Brad!
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Just Brad! I have Josh Kelly, if you remember him. He's married to Katherine Heigl. But Josh Kelly had a few had a few songs. I have Joe King. That helps you?
Yeah, I know.
Do you know who Joe King is?
I'm thinking of Tiger King, so no, I'm thinking Joe Exotic Tiger King.
From The Fray?
Yeah.
Oh.
He's the lead singer of The Fray. Yeah. Now he's the lead singer of The Fray.
Cool.
But I don't, yeah. And then I have T-Hack and I have Aaron.
Cute.
Yeah.
I need to get your number, by the way.
No, I don't give it out to just any... T-Hack. Do you... It's worded do you, but I'm going to put it a different way.
Okay.
You're a DJ
uh-huh.
on Friday nights. At mm-hmm. Brothers. They're asking if you ever get hit on. I'm saying, I assume that at some point in your life, you've been hit on as a DJ.
Mm-hmm.
Do you always tell your wife?
No. No. I'll be honest. No.
Can I ask why?
There was one time where, because I didn't do anything. It's just, there was one time, I'll tell the story. It was down when I was DJing at Brothers downtown here, and there was a girl who was kind of being flirty with me, and she was with her friends. She was like, okay, and we're just being nice or whatever. And then she kind of got behind the DJ booth and kind of started dancing and then kind of tried to dance like with me. And then it was like, I have to just stop you. Like, sorry, I'm married.
So you did the right thing.
I did. Yeah.
You didn't hide it because you did something bad.
Right. And it's just like, I don't know. I don't even know that she was hitting on me because she did just then go away. So maybe she was like, geez, like,
relax,
it's not a big
dude.
Deal. Yeah.
I'm just dancing adjacent to you.
Yeah. But
but you didn't feel like that would be constructive to tell your wife.
Right. Yeah. It wouldn't be. Now everyone knows, I guess.
Okay. I think we have time for one more.
Slacker?
Nope. We don't have time for questions about me.
We're getting a lot of questions for you. Slacker, this is kind of a twofold question, I would say. Are your dating woes and the lonely man and
I wanted to ask you this one too.
Is that something that's real or do you do it just for the show? And as a kind of a follow up, will you ever get married again? It's kind of a similar question.
Well, I'll start with they're real.
The dating woes are real.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean okay, so we've talked about this. Dating apps don't work for me. It just doesn't. And now I've tried to go out. We have a person who's a friend of show who's just a mercenary out at the bars mm-hmm. and stuff. He just knows how to, he's that guy who can just start a conversation with anyone at any time. And he was like my wingman and I did. It was terrible. Like, cause he reels him in and I'm like, hi. Like because I don't initiate conversations. I don't. I guess I've been doing this for so long that I don't know how to start.
You don't know how to start fresh again.
I don't. Yeah. I don't. I don't know how to start a conversation. Like when I talk to people, when we're out at a Live at Five or whatever, we hit a conversation midstream because you know everything there is to know about me because I talk on the radio every single day. Mm-hmm. So like, you know me and the, like, I don't, we're already kind of there. So it's like, somebody who I don't know just comes up and she's like, hey, like, do you like rocks? I don't know what to add. I don't know. Like, I.
So then, okay, would you ever get married again? And then I have another follow-up.
I thought I wouldn't, but I don't want to, I definitely don't want to be alone forever. So, mm-hmm. and I don't think it's fair at this point because I've had failed marriages. If somebody wants to get married, I would.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? I'm not seeking it, but it's like, it's unfair for somebody to go like, I really want to be with you forever. And it's like, I do too. But let's just do that. It's like, but I want to get married. I would go like, okay. I mean, if you want to sign a thing, then yes, I'll do that again.
Gotcha. Okay. So then going off of what you previously just said.
Oh God. That's just like three in a row for me.
Yeah. Last one. Because you said that it's easier to talk to people at Live at Fives because they know you.
Yes.
Would you date a fan?
I mean, I've boinked a coworker, so yeah.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
Oh, I don't. Should we even talk about this? I really do. Okay.
Aaron,
your birthday's coming up, and I'm going to say this. Birthdays are near each other, and I was like, I was going to try to plan something. Here's the thing. If I try to plan something, I know the people who listen to this show, and you can listen to it several ways, by the way. You can just listen the way you're doing it right now, which I don't know how you're doing it right now. I guess I'm just making a presumption. But if you're listening in your car or on a regular radio like Marconi Belt, congrats. Mm-hmm. But if you're using an app or your smart speaker at home, thanks. If you're using the Odyssey app, that's the way we love it if you listen there.
Yeah.
You can listen to old shows, mm-hmm. fresh shows. You can stream.
Yeah, stream live, all that.
I already know the way the people react via the texts. Because you can always text us at 303-222-5423. Can I go back a second? Can you spell the Odyssey thing for them?
Oh.
Audacy. Mm-hmm. Just like the dictionary. Open it up.
All right. So I know the way that people text this show. They go, Slacker, you're such a narcissist. Slacker, you're such a, everything's about you. But I'm like, Aaron's about to turn 30. Right?
Yeah.
And she doesn't care. And while I'm kind of a person who doesn't necessarily go, milestone birthdays mean something. Like 26 is the last one that kind of meant something to me because you could rent a car and you were no longer available for the draft, I think.
Mm. Is that it? Okay. Now it's you got to get your own health insurance.
Yeah.
26. Oh, yeah. So it's, yeah, it's a one bad and two good. Or
is the draft still available? Do I have to choose?
Yes. You're not going to do anything. So I was like, what if we did something as a show and it's like we combine my birthday and Aaron's birthday and then I know the textures are going to go, you narcissistic piece of pla. You, why does it have to be about you? Why can't it just be Aaron? Because I don't.
She doesn't want it.
Right.
I want you to have it. Yeah.
Okay,
so we saw this thing that says like the best time to get married, have a kid, buy a home, and it's all fairly young.
It's all past you.
Yeah, it's really young.
Best time to get married is 26 and a half. First, before we go any further, does anyone in this room think that's accurate?
No.
I do not.
Yeah.
I do. You're the only one who pulled off a young
and
marriage.
That's because you
asked if anyone in the room. Yeah.
Does anyone in the room who's not just. Blech.
Yeah. I was 25.
That just feels so young to me.
Will you just admit one thing, Tiac?
Hmm.
That you're not normal. That your relationship is not normal.
Mm-hmm.
We're mature. I agree. We're not normal.
The fact that you found somebody that young and you guys, like your high school sweetheart or whatever, or college sweetheart, that doesn't work. More often than not, that doesn't work.
Yeah. Those people are getting divorces right now.
Yes. Like right about now, you should be getting a divorce. Like, and I'm not trying to put bad juju on you because I am, I'll bet my life savings that that's not going to happen to you.
Well, right. That's what it slightly bothers me, I guess, because I don't feel like I got lucky. I feel like we made like a distinct choice that like this is what we're doing and we make that choice every day. And I think everyone could do that.
For
everyone
sure.
absolutely can do that.
This is
they
one of
those.
They
don't want to.
Right.
And just if you don't want to, then you're not gonna.
Is like the second time in my life I've been in a confrontation over using the word lucky.
Mm.
Like I got in a confrontation with somebody years ago, there was a bunch of us who like all kind of started in radio together, and we all just ended up in like huge radio shows, huge with like Ticketmaster, huge with the Nuggets. And like, I was like, are we not the luckiest people in the world? And they were like, how about this? Blessed? Like, I understand there's still effort in it, but it's like, you're still, even with all your effort, you could still grow apart, but you guys aren't. And I know,
I guess,
you're keeping up, if you make
a decision to not grow apart, if you work at it every day to not grow apart, then I don't think you will. How would you?
For me, it's...
It just sometimes just happens.
Like, yeah, and well, I think the part that I don't know if surprises me is the best way to phrase it, but
everything
like...
Everything we're saying is going to make him so mad right now.
Well, no, the fact that he was able to find someone who felt the same way at a young age, like that's where like the odds are slimmer. And so the fact that you did that, I don't know if lucky is the right word, but like that's in itself a
I do think, look, because it's like... You have the right mindset. You're going to work your ass off every day to keep your marriage together. You know how lucky you are that she does the same thing?
That it does take two. I still don't like the word lucky because she works hard to make that decision.
Right, but you're lucky that you found each other.
Yeah, it takes two.
Because she could have found some other Iowa jamoke who treats her like hell, and you could have found some other Iowa chick, and you could mulligan it, and then maybe you would have found each other for number two. There is some luck, is all I'm trying to say. It's like, no matter how hard, I'm circling back to the other conversation that I was talking about with the radio thing. I work my ass off for this job. I work my ass off. I'm still so lucky.
Yeah.
Like, there are other people who work their ass off, and it's just like lightning struck at the right time. Like, if I didn't get in with Greg and Bo, and then all, like, if the chips hadn't fallen, they... exactly the way I was ready when they fell, but I'm still lucky.
Yeah, and I don't disagree, but also we're so quick to go, man, it worked out exactly how it's supposed to. You never think like, man, if I hadn't have got on with Greg and Bo, maybe I would have gone on with Ryan Seacrest and I'd be hosting American Top 40 and I'd be like even bigger. Like, we always
you're right,
view the negative side, and you're we'll never know.
We won't.
I'm just being a jerk at this point.
No, and we were supposed to be talking about Aaron's birthday.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Tiak?
Yeah.
We're going to use Aaron right now.
Okay.
When do you not?
I found it was a Reddit thread that was basically things that women say to each other.
Yeah.
And only women know what they mean. And so I just tried off air to say one to Aaron. She's like, I don't know what you're doing.
Because all you did was, Aaron, girl, girl, girl.
I said it longer.
I thought you were like calling me and like trying to get my attention, like snapping at me.
Okay, because so do you know what it means? You say it the right way.
In context.
Say it the right way.
So it would just be like, girl, girl, girl.
What is
it? Yeah.
Okay, do you know what that means?
Boy. Boy, boy.
I don't know what it means.
I don't think I know what it means. No, I don't.
Here's the weird thing, and this is why we're using Aaron. The Reddit thread had all the things that women say to each other.
Oh, these are...
But it didn't say what they mean.
Good.
So a secret?
Yeah,
still,
so that's why we're making girl break the girl code. Yeah. Will you tell us what it means?
Well, yeah, that one is just like, the tea's really good, and so it's like... Your girl, girl, like,
so that's a compliment. You're like going,
O-S, like,
I don't like tea. I think you might have to
maybe
back
this
up
should
a
just
little,
be me and
explain
Aaron
a little more.
This, like, okay, so it's a compliment. Like, if she walks in a great outfit, you'd say that,
yeah. And it's like
girl, and what would we say to
it, like,
each other?
Keeps going up, like the enthusiasm,
girl!
Or it could go down, like, girl, like, you're effing with me.
Girl.
Yeah. Mm.
Girl. Is the last one like short then? Girl.
No.
I feel like guys, if you came in with, I feel like you'd say something mean. You'd be like, who are you trying to impress?
Yeah, who died?
Exactly. Something like that. It wouldn't be like, ooh, dude, nice, looking hot.
Yeah, we wouldn't do that.
Yeah.
You should.
You'd put them down.
No, nice.
I like the enthusiasm more. Like,
okay, let me ask you this one.
Yeah.
Sorry, I just took off my bra.
Yeah, that's a big relief. I will be honest with you guys. This is a safe space. I don't know the last time that I wore like a regular one. I don't.
But so does girl.
But it's just like, it is such a relief that you guys will probably never have anything to.
Why would you say, So I Googled this
because,
one.
Because it, to me, it's just like you guys won't understand.
But I think, so what, you know what this one, what the Googler said, and maybe this is throwing me off the trail. This is like, if I said, if I was your girlfriend,
yeah.
I was like, Aaron, we're all going over to the Griff.
Oh.
And then if I'm going to try to talk you into it, I'm like, oh, this one really cute guy's coming. I think you guys would be great.
No, that's like I'm in for the night.
That's exactly what, sorry, I just took off my bra means this is an impenetrable force.
Yeah.
This is the force field. This is like, I am not going anywhere.
Yes.
I've already removed my bra.
Yeah.
Nothing is going to get me to put my bra back on. So my night is over.
Mm-hmm. Wow. That makes sense.
We don't have that.
No, sorry. I just fired up the bidet. I'm going to be in here for a while.
I don't want that to be.
You can just say, like, I put on sweatpants.
Okay, yeah, I'll change it. No. I'll say that from now on.
Hack. Frankie Bones has got us comped into VIP at Shotguns. Sorry, man.
Just fired up the bidet.
I'm in for the night.
What's that sound? This is like the tallest slide at Waterworld. Ah! All right. Have you looked at the list?
Yeah.
Is there any that you're willing to give to the group? Like, are we dressing cute or ugly tonight? Is that, what does that mean? Is that like, are we fit, like,
are we putting an effort to look cute, or can I go in like very casual? Can I, like, I've gone to a bar in a tracksuit. Because we agreed we were going ugly.
And you don't run track.
No.
Why? Are you a mafia member? Why do you own a tracksuit?
It was a sweatsuit, not a tracksuit. Sorry.
What are we talking about? What? Okay. All right. So that's, but then.
I can see that because women, I think, have a way wider range, especially if you're going 100%. Out. You see high heels, dresses, like, and then you also see jeans.
So it's just, you
want
to match the vibe.
But it also has to be like the Spider-Man meme where everybody's got their guns on each other. It's like, I trust you.
Yeah.
Because if you said we're going ugly.
And you go cute, I'm going to be mad.
Really? Mm. You'd be like, when she shows up, you're like, girl.
Yeah.
Girl. Okay, what else? Watch my drink.
Oh, yeah.
Mm.
That one, I feel like that one's self-explanatory.
Oh, you don't want somebody to roofie you?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Why is that a thing?
Yeah, wait,
I mean,
like
I'll
that.
Leave my drink out with a pile of roofies next to it. Listen, I don't carry roofies. Everybody just stop texting. Yeah. But, like, you actually have to say that?
Yeah. And there's, like, a whole trend, too, where it's like, I'd trust that person to watch my drink. Like, on you see it on TikTok comments a lot.
Okay. What does this one mean? I have one emergency hair tie, but I don't know where it is.
Yeah. I always have a hair tie on my wrist. That's my emergency hair tie.
For what?
If someone needs it, if I need it, if a different girl needs it. This is up for grabs.
Really? You would give it to somebody else?
Absolutely.
Oh, I'm too much of a hoarder. I'd be like, I know I will need it. The bidet gets going.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
It's time for an intervention. And not on me. It's TIAC.
Okay.
The tension in this room whenever...
Yeah. What did I do now? What do I need?
Aaron and I... tried really hard yesterday to get you on board with something and you resisted and your resistance is weird to me.
No, I hardly ever drink at work. I can do it. I don't.
Oh my God. That's true. Aaron and I almost on the daily suggest hitting a bar instead of doing the show.
It's been a while though.
Today was a day,
but okay. Prior.
Oh, so we're not talking about that.
But we're here.
Something else?
No. Aaron just got back into it, I think. The Wordles. And Connections, the New York Times puzzles. And there's a study out, the British researchers peered inside brains of people and they found that if you do word puzzles like, if you work your brain is a muscle, sort of. If you work it, it gets stronger, you get smarter. And as I described what Connections were to you, your face, it was like I was asking you.
There was like a little bit of drool.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah, you could have stopped a lot earlier than when you did.
Yeah.
But you were like, you weren't even like disinterested. It was like
you've
somebody setting down.
Yeah. You disassociated.
Yeah. Well, that's good. I was drunk.
Right. But you made it seem like it's abhorrent to you to try to better yourself. You were like, you said the words, and I quote, "That sounds awful."
Yeah, it does. It sounds like a nightmare. Those type of games, not bettering yourself, but those types of games, because we've talked about my brain. It's been the subject matter a lot.
But that's why I think you would be good at connections.
But you have to do it, dude.
I don't want to be good at it. I want to not think for a second. Like, I want something where I don't think. That's my problem, is it's always go, go, go. But this is a different kind of
think. It is.
Like, you're telling me, like, oh, the hamster wheel will spin even faster. And it's like, no, I want to get off the wheel. I want it to stop.
Honestly, I think this will slow down the hamster wheel because it is forcing you to focus on one thing. Because I am exactly the same. Just like, I do better at being in the moment, but I'm constantly thinking. And this forces me to look at, I'm terrible at connections right now. I didn't get any today.
Mm. You didn't?
No.
Wow.
You really didn't?
Mm-mm.
Whoa.
I got the
Wordle. 4 for 4. I made zero mistakes. Kind of, 4 for 4.
But like,
it's like Slacker's connections on the dating app. You guys have kind of switched.
See, I was coming at it from a nice intervention place, but if you want to make this one of those hold you down and make you do a Wordle, I'll hold you down.
I'm sorry. You're right.
I think it would be good.
I think we should post our Wordle results every day.
Okay.
Just like, throw it up on Insta.
Wordles
like,
for sure. Three. Yeah, we can do that for Wordle.
It feels like homework. It feels like homework, and I don't have to do that. I don't have to do it anymore, so why would I?
That's where we differ. I love homework. I miss homework.
I like being judged on how smart I am.
Oh.
That's why you liked homework.
I like letting it be obvious.
No, because I like being told what I'm...
Like, you know, you come in, you got an A.
I like having a purpose and like being doing something.
Your purpose is a word game.
Kind of.
Now I'm concerned about you too.
I don't get out of bed till I've done Wordle.
You do it in, I thought, isn't
no, gra- first thing, well,
I'm grabbing your phone. I'm like, that's like the worst thing you can do.
Kind
though.
Of, but if it's Wordle, then you're like,
it feels like
warming it up.
Yeah.
It's like a stretch. With it. You're doing a stretch. I'm not searching the hub. I'm not flicking this way and that way on Tinder. I'm just like, I'm wordling it. And I think if we put it up every day and maybe we scramble them and people have to guess.
Ooh, who got it?
Who? Because like, I'm on it. I've had like 2 or 3 twos now on Wordle. I got it in 2.
Like, wow.
I think I got it in 4.
Yeah. So,
okay.
Here's the thing.
I'll do
it,
teacher.
If we can get 20 people to text in Wordle. W-O-R-D-L-E to 303-222-5423. Then TAC has to start doing it.
Yeah.
And then we have to put, I'm going to be the worst one. It's going to be like, look, the guy who didn't get it right, that's probably TAC. I think you would be surprised.
I think you might be better than you think.
Well, the guy who didn't do it again, that's TAC.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I got a story of a guy who didn't do enough research on what he was stealing.
It
ended badly.
I have a story about a guy doing something I've dreamed of doing, and now I know it's illegal.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
My story is out of Florida.
Let's go!
That's too much.
Oh, sorry. Sorry. I just got the Daily Double sound effect. Yeah, got it for me, so I just figured I could use it.
Test it out. Make sure it's working. Yep. All right. Well, this 54-year-old man, he entered a Publix store, which is kind of like, that's like their Kroger or whatever, right?
Oh, yeah,
Publix.
Sure.
So he entered a grocery store, but he was on a motorized scooter. He just cruised into the store.
I don't know if I have a sound of that. Will a lawnmower work? No, that's a motorcycle. Okay. Here we go.
That's me doing. Too much.
Okay, sorry.
So he entered the store on the scooter. He started cruising the aisles and just grabbing stuff off of them and eating them as he went.
Oh.
Specifically shrimp and Snickers bars.
What?
Which is...
That's a gross combination.
That's curdling on its way down. Oh my God, the barf of
chocolate
Snickers.
Shrimp.
And to go back and forth, too. It's like,
That is so vomitous.
So he went up and down the aisles on the motorized scooter eating everything. Yeah. And then eventually he just said, I'm out of here. He blew past the checkout, still on the motorized scooter. Yep, tried to get out of the store.
There he goes.
He stole about $45 worth of food that he didn't pay
shrimp
for.
And Snickers.
Yeah. Police came and arrested him.
Oh, yeah,
so
no, I bet they did.
Yep, so I won't be doing that this weekend.
Yeah, you shouldn't. I want you guys to know that if something tragic happens to me today and you're writing a posthumous memoir of me, mm-hmm. I would like it to be titled Shrimp and Snickers.
The Slacker Story.
My story is out of Philadelphia. Sorry. A man read somewhere on the interweb that copper is worth a lot of money.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
So he's like, yeah. I know where there's a bunch of copper. I'm going to go steal it. So he grabbed his, like, saws and his dealios, went and found a giant transformer box that he knew had a bunch of copper in it, got it open, started to cut the... Yeah, no, that doesn't. That's not how this works, there, sir.
No one will miss this.
He did cut power to 1,500 homes.
What? Oh, my gosh.
While he lit on fire and was electrocuted. He does survive this.
Okay.
He's got some massive burns. But he did make $17 from the copper.
Oh, my.
Okay.
Yeah, do some research, bro. Got to make sure it's not still hooked up. All right. Those were all the stupid...
Grandpa!
People we can find for today.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.